नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25। विपदा संतु ताह शाश्वत तत्र तत्र जगद्गुरो भवतो दर्शनं यत्स्यात् अपुनर्भवदर्शनम् विपदा तात् संतु ताः शाश्वत तत्र तत्र जगद्गुरो भवतो दर्शनं यत्स्यात् अपुनर्भवदर्शनम्। विपदा कैलमिटीज संतु लेट देयर बी
All.
शाश्वत अगेन एंड अगेन तत्र देयर तत्र एंड देयर जगत गुरु ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स भवता योर दर्शनम मीटिंग यत दैट विच स्यात्
इज
अपुनः नॉट अगेन भवदर्शनम् सीइंग रिपीटेशन ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. Please repeat. I wish that
all those calamities
would happen
again and again
so that
we could see you
Again and again.
For seeing you means
that we no longer see
repeated births and deaths.
Purport. Generally, the distressed, the needy, the intelligent, and the inquisitive, who have performed some pious activities, worship or begin to worship the Lord. Others who are thriving on misdeeds only, regardless of status, cannot approach the Supreme due to being misled by the illusory energy. Therefore, for a pious person, if there is some calamity, there is no other alternative than to take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord means preparing for liberation from birth and death. Therefore, even though there are so-called calamities, they are welcome because they give us an opportunity to remember the Lord, which means liberation. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are accepted as the most suitable boat for crossing the ocean of nescience, can achieve liberation as easily as one leaps over the holes made by the hoofs of a calf. Such persons are meant to reside in the abode of the Lord, and they have nothing to do with a place where there is danger in every step. This material world is certified by the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita as a dangerous place full of calamities. Less intelligent persons prepared plans to adjust to those calamities without knowing that the nature of this place is itself full of calamities. They have no information of the abode of the Lord, which is full of bliss and without trace of calamity. The duty of the sane person, therefore, is to be undisturbed by worldly calamities, which are sure to happen in all circumstances. Suffering all sorts of unfavorable misfortunes, unavoidable misfortunes, one should make progress in spiritual realization, because that is the mission of human life. The spirit soul is transcendental to all material calamities. Therefore, the so-called calamities are called false. A man may see a tiger swallowing him in a dream, and he may cry for this calamity. Actually, there is no tiger and there is no suffering. It is simply a case of dreams. In the same way, all calamities of life are said to be dreams. If someone is lucky enough to get in contact with the Lord by devotional service, it is all gain. Contact with the Lord by any one of the 9 devotional services is always a forward step on the path going back to Godhead. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swamini Sri Namine. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Sri Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Vipadah Santu Ta Shashwat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yatsyat Apunar Bhava Darshanam. I wish that all those calamities would happen again and again, so that we could see you again and again. For seeing you means that we will no longer see repeated births and deaths. This is one of the most wonderful prayers of Queen Kunti. Very rarely somebody will pray like that. We saw yesterday that how many problems she and her children have to face. And now she is saying, she first acknowledges that Krishna saved them from every calamity. Now she is telling that this calamity, she is praying to Krishna literally, that please give us these calamities again and again. Who will say that, you know? Who wants problems? But a pure devotee of the Lord only is the one who can think like that. Because she is not bothered about the calamities. She is excited about seeing Krishna. Any which way, if you can see Krishna face to face, that's of course she was. They were all associates of Krishna, so they were fortunate to see Krishna like this. But we can also one day hope to do that, you know. If we continue our devotional service, Prabhupada says, any one of the 9 devotional service, Navvidha Bhakti, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Vandanam, Sakyam, Dasyam, Asmanivedanam. Anyone, if you can take it up seriously, and then a devotee always wants to be at the lotus feet of the Lord. So there is one thing, and second important thing in this is that if you do that, she knows, Kunti knows that if we can see Krishna again and again, the moment you see Krishna, she says, then what happens? then you don't no longer see bhava darshanam. Bhava means this samsara, this repeated birth and death. So we don't have to have darshan of that. That means we don't go to the womb of any other mother, you know, like. That is finally if we see, able to see Krishna. And all these people who were there at the time of Krishna being here, they all saw Krishna. So every one of them got that opportunity. They got, some got Sayujya Mukti, some got other types of Mukti, some, and then of course the devotees never bothered about any Mukti. So this is, I wish that we also get this mood someday, you know. Like we have this wonderful case of Vasudeva Ghosh. He prayed that, he was suffering and he prayed that let all the bad karmas of everybody come to me, relieve them. Like other day we were discussing Janaka. King Janaka also had the same mood. He says, if I can release some of these people who are in the hell by giving up my pious account activity, whatever it is there, so I would like to do that. So here, Srila Prabhupada in his purport gives some few more hints to us. He says if there is a calamity for a person, if he is not a devotee, then he runs to some other solutions, you know. He will go to psychiatrist, doctor, lawyer, somebody. Or he will try to do it on his own. Go to government, go this, go there, like that. But for a devotee, when he faces such problems, he just takes the shelter of the Lord. He says, for a devotee, there is no alternative other than to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Then what happens? By constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord means preparing for liberation from birth and death. So this so-called, because this all these calamities and everything is temporary, it just comes and goes. Krishna tells in second chapter to Arjuna that this will come and go, so just learn to tolerate. And this is a nice example of, you know, like how easy it is to cross this samsara. You know, one is that take the boat of Krishna's name, Harinam boat. And when you take the boat, what happens? He says, this all this, you know, sagara. Sagara means ocean. Bhava sagara it is called. But he says, if you take the boat, then it is just the cow's footprint makes some holes in the sand, you know. So jumping over that hole, is it difficult? Easily anybody can do it. Small child can also do. So that way you can, this whole ocean of this material world shrinks into the footprint of a hoof of a cow. And then it's so easy to cross it. You know, just, there's no, of course, it looks like some dream, but rather, Prabhupada says, we should take the whole thing as a dream. The calamity can be as a dream, and he gives an example. In a dream, some tiger comes and eats you, but in the morning you are all right. At that time, you feel, of course, you are so scared. Of course, it says describes that. Some karma phalas are like that. The fruitive reaction of any karma is that you are supposed to get the same pain that you get when you are dying, but you will not die. So that's what happens in the dream. You know, you're scared, you start sweating, everything. You fall from somewhere, you get the same pain, but actually there is no bodily injury. So this is some phala is like that. What is the mission of human life? Make progress in spiritual realization. That's what it says. And then finally he says, if someone is lucky enough to get in contact with the Lord by devotional service, there is no loss. Krishna says in 2.40, there is no loss in this endeavor. So, we should all pray like, hopefully, I mean, it's difficult. We are so attached to so many things. And we want, the first thing we are attached to is comfort. And calamity means no comfort. You know. You imagine, you're born as a princess and then you become a queen and then you have to go and live in a forest. You know? No, like not that forest, you have a rest house and a resort or something like that. It's just forest. And not for one day or two day, you don't go for a weekend, you know, Labor Day weekend or something. So many years you have to live there. And I mean, we saw that yesterday, the list of calamities that she had to face. But every time Krishna saved, and now she is saying, please give me again that problem, because I'll like that. You know, it's like somebody, of course, get used to some pain in the body and thing like that. You know, you like it. Like people pierce their bodies, lift their bodies. But devotee doesn't want to do that. You know, don't try to artificially create a problem. But if the problem comes, then it's okay, no problem. So I'd like to stop here. Any question, comment? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.